Beloved Babaji, so delightful it is to be in your presence again, melting, relaxing deeper and deeper into the love and silence. Lately in my life I've been having this question. I wonder, is it possible for two people to have an open relationship, or does one need to be enlightened for that? The concept of free love and sex sounds beautiful, but in reality it doesn't seem to work out, that egos are still too much in the way. How was this back in the days with Osho? Thank you, love, Karuna. How it was in the days back with Osho? It was a mess. Just like it is for you. Ups and downs and suffering and fighting and jealousy and trying to be free. And this is always will be misunderstood, because Osho wanted you to be free, but he wanted you to be responsible. No? So up till now, either people have been indulging, which is what you see now in the world, has never been so much indulgence in the world. That means unconscious, no? It's like the old Romans, they had a face there in Rome. Sex was already too much effort because they were really getting fatty from all the food, but eating they still could, and they were laying on big pillows, stuffing themselves. And then when they were full, they had these people that came with some feathers and tickled them, and then they threw up so they could eat more again. That is totally the picture of indulgence, and that's exactly the same as happened for many people on the sexual level now, because they don't have anything else. It's food and sex that's always been like that. It's the basic. And with no awareness, you will always be stuck on food and sex. The only thing that is giving you a little bit pleasure in life. So it was a chaos, you can imagine. But what he wanted and what I want is that you learn from your own mistake. You learn from living, you know. So indulgence is not the way and repression is not the way. Then what is the answer? And up till now it's been either or, like with everything. Either you repress, like it has been from the religions, sex is something bad, sinful, or you indulge. That is the other side, no? But the mystics, he comes from balance. And balance you only get if you understand, if you are natural. So indulgence and repression both is the mind. So to be together and have many relationships is good, because then you start learning. Any teenager have to go through that, no? And in the beginning, it is only the physical, the body, no? That is natural, because that's where you are at. But if you grow up, which is what Osho and the mystics talks about, then you grow from the sexuality into love. which is very few that does. That is the opportunity you have. Not that he's against sex, but also remember, he's not for sex. And this is where the immature people misunderstood, because it's very easy to think free sex and free love, but you are not mature to do that. And if you are mature, then also you won't do it, because you have found something deeper. So this energy, your life force, or you can call it the sex energy, which is only your life force, if that rises, which can only happen if you become more meditative, more conscious, or living by experiencing, then that same energy, which you are a slave of in the beginning, can rise. So, a relationship in friendship, in intimacy, in trust, in love, is much, much more valuable than a sexual relationship. But the mind, of course, for the mind, for your desires, for your wanting, is much more interesting the sex, the more, the better. But it will never fulfill you. So the higher you rise in your consciousness, in your awareness, the less slave you are of the lower. If you are functioning only on the lower, which is food and sex, then you are totally a slave of it, because it's the only thing that gives you pleasure. If you have found the pleasure of friendship, of peace, of meditation, of love, of the heart, or even higher consciousness of being, then you are not in the grip of the lower desires, because you have found something that is better. That is not rejection, and it's not indulgence. So, from a higher point, when your energy has been transformed, then the whole sexual act will be totally different, have a totally different flavor to it, because it will be out of love, out of awareness, instead of mechanical. And also, when you function on the basic, on the animal, which is when you are a slave of the sexual instinct and wanting and greed, like I said, the doggy-doggy instinct, then you always feel bad. Because in you, you know that you should be a little higher. And also your conditioning from the past, that is something sin, that makes it even worse. That is sinful, you shouldn't do it. And that's, maybe that's why the man is doing it as quick as possible, so we finish with it, because we're doing something sinful. So only when you have come deeper in yourself and gone through this mess, can you start finding some higher values of relationship. And if you ask if it's possible for two people to have an open relationship, or one, does one need to be enlightened for that? Of course you can have it open, but any relationship is a challenge, because you meet as two totally different entities. And every human being is a mystery, no? So, you don't know yourself and you don't know the other, how to meet, no? And then if you only meet, which is 90% or more of people, they meet only by physical attraction, and they're meeting from this desire, unconscious desire, how can that flower into something beautiful? No? So it will be many ups and downs. When you are enlightened, then it's not a relationship as such. You are just, you are loving by nature. You're not looking for love. You're not the beggar. So, as a woman, Karuna, you should just get to know yourself, go deeper in yourself, find your own values, knowing your own being, your own body, your own sexuality. What is true for you, what is good for you. Because women also, they've been used to taking so much shit and having so much bad sex also. And you can wonder why. Because you're used to it. Used to stand up for it. It takes consciousness from both sides because it's a meeting of the opposites, no? It's yin and yang. So without any love, which sex doesn't need to have any love. And if you want free sex and love, that is very interesting for your desires. But then it's also very shallow. You only go for the sex then. Love takes time. Love can only grow in an atmosphere of intimacy, of trust, of friendship. The woman needs to be taken care of, she needs to be cuddled, she needs to have emotional securities on many levels. And if the woman is open, not only in sex, just spread the legs, which is very ugly, but that you open not only your body, but your heart and your consciousness. Only then can you reach to the peak, to the orgasm. You are totally receptive, that's what it is, no? The woman has to be totally receptive. Sex anybody can have, just like animals. But to reach the peak, you have to have a certain depth and you have to be open. Not only the physical body, but the emotional body. The heart, it has to be at home. That's where love comes in, that you meet. And your consciousness, your third eye, you are met, not only as physical bodies, but as hearts, as beings, as souls. So, when two lovers come together like that, then it can be a totally divine happening. But it's an art. Sex is very easy. Any animal can do it. You can do it unconscious. But love, that means you have to grow. That's not how it is now. People don't know about love. You have to get involved in. You have to feed it. And not only to the other, but to yourself. You have to have it. You have to stand up for that. Remember, it's always much easier to go downhill than to go uphill, no? And nothing pulls you more down than these instincts. So if it's any reason that Osho was this with free sex, it was for people to realize that it didn't satisfy them. Because that can never satisfy you. You have to have something deeper. Only the heart satisfies, only the truth, only the real satisfies. Otherwise, it's like eating. It's like a sneeze, and then next day you are hungry again. But love, that is very satisfying. And the higher you go, the less those desires, those animal instincts, has a grip on you. They get transformed as you get transformed. It's nothing to be against. It is a question of transforming yourself, about growing, about flowering. That is the challenge. The concept of free love and sex sounds beautiful, but in reality it doesn't seem to work out. No, it doesn't seem to work out. Because if it works out, then you have to use the other just as a thing. Which is why it seems like it can work out. But that can only work out if you are still looking at yourself and the other as that. Use me and use the other. And that's how what people call love. With no feelings hardly involved. So that is also fine. If that is where you are and that is where your partner is, God bless you, nothing wrong with that. But remember, if you get involved, that is the art. Even if you are enlightened, you are totally aware of the emotions and the difficulty humans go through. So you take care of that. Because after all, you are free, but you are also in a human body, no? And that's an art to balance that beautifully, consciously. Otherwise, this freedom without consciousness is just an excuse to be stupid, to follow your desires, which was never meant for. Because as you rise, more and more beauty you get, more and more peace you get, which is what you are longing for in the sex also. You are longing for intimacy, you are longing for love, you are longing for peace, you are longing for relaxation, you are longing for silence. As you rise, more and more you get to that space in yourself. Then, of course, if you meet from that real space, that is beautiful. Which is very, very difficult. Both has to be conscious. Both has to be surrendered then to love. But the so-called relationship, they never... What you call love, it seems like it's only misery and conflict and suffering. And that's not love then, because love is not suffering, love is bliss. But this is how unconscious we are. You have to rise to get the prize of consciousness. There's no other way. There's even stories, people who got married, they are on the honeymoon, and then they go down to the prostitute in the night. How come? Because you are driven by this animal desire. How can that marriage, how can a relationship flower then if there is no trust, if there is no intimacy? That's how love grows. That's how you grow. That you are worthy of love. If it's only the body, okay. Everybody is like that. It's easy, but it's unconscious. I'm not saying anything is wrong with it. I'm just saying it how it is. If you want to rise, you have to challenge yourself. You have to challenge the lower instinct, because the human being has the possibility for something much higher. From animal to gods and goddesses. But you have to know also yourself. You have to stand up for your own truth. And every man, every woman is such a mystery. So if you are open to that, if you are more and more present, living more and more in the moment, every moment is new. But people are just after the physical. Then you get very soon tired of it. Then you want something new. And it's never been easier than now than to follow your lower desires. But peace will never be found. No? Real love will never be found. Real intimacy will never be found. For that you have to prove yourself. And it is an art. So man has to be more sensitive, more real, more understanding. And the woman has to be the same and also stand up for herself. Now. Both has to know oneself and to meet in that truth. And they say that man, he takes from 2 to 5 minutes to ejaculate, to have, which is not orgasm. And woman takes from 20 to 40 minutes. So how happy is that woman? So it has to come to a kind of understanding, which can only grow in intimacy when you're in tune. The more in tune you are with yourself, the more in tune you will be with your partner. So from nature's side, see how difficult it is. And the possibility in the West, less than half of women can get orgasm. When you think about India, China, Africa, Philippines, not even 10%. It's a totally new thing when people start relaxing and really choosing out of love and being together. Is there something with consciousness? But you have to open up in all the centers, then you have to be open. It's more than just the physical. And then with these different timings. But if people meet and melt, it's great. It's the most natural way to go beyond. The way I see it. That is love. You meet and you melt, you go beyond. And in that space, if you have organs together, then it's like a satori. It's a no-mind space. You go. And that is really healing for the whole system. And that's how you surrender to each other. It's not the doing, it's not the physical, it's the totality. You are open, bodily, emotionally, heart, spirit, the whole packet. And that's what you're longing for in all ways, to disappear, to melt. Which is the same thing that can happen in meditation. So it's a natural way. But we are not natural. So the only way is to become more and more natural. Then all these things happen by themselves. It's already there. You don't need to study it. You just need to come closer to yourself, to your heart. And being courageous enough to live from there. So, Karuna, it was no difference. Good luck. And another thing I remember also, always said that a relationship is a koan. And you know what a koan is. It's something you cannot figure out. And that's how it is for most people. They don't. But if you figure it out, then pooh, hallelujah, this was great. But most people, they never figure it out. Then it becomes relationship instead of relationship. So, life is whatever way you see. It's not so easy, but it's very easy. So, it depends for who and where you are at. What can I say? You create your own reality, no? But before you get more and more conscious, then again and again you create problems, no? For yourself and for others. This is how it goes. I tell you a joke, Karuna. A lawyer married Karuna, no, Karan, who had previously divorced 10 husbands before. On their wedding night, she told her new husband, "Please, please, be gentle. I'm still a virgin." "What?" said the puzzled man. "How can that be? You've been married 10 times, I heard." "Well, husband number one was a sales representative. He kept telling me how great it was going to be. Husband number two was in the software services. He was never really sure how it was supposed to function. And he always said that he will look into it and get back to me." Husband number three was from the field services. He said everything checked out diagnostically, but he just couldn't get the system up. Husband number four was in telemarketing. Even though he knew he had the order, he didn't know when he would be able to deliver. Husband number five was an engineer. He understood that the basic process was like it was, but he wanted 3 years to research the implements and also try to design a new state-of-the-art method. So it never happened. Husband number six was from the finance and administration. He thought that he knew how, but he wasn't sure whether it was his job or not. This is what you call marriage. Husband number seven. Husband number seven was in the marketing, and although he had a quite nice product, he was never sure how to position it. And husband number eight was a psychologist And all he did was just to talk about it. Husband number nine was a genealogist, and all he did was to look at it. My God. Husband number 10 was a stamp collector. And all he did was, oh God, I miss him in a way. Oscar, the stamp collector. But now that I married you, honey, I'm really excited. Good, said the new husband. Why are you so excited? Because you are a lawyer. This time I know I'm going to get screwed. I'm telling you, meditate on it. It's not about the quantity, it's the quality. Hari Om. Thank you.
this dance, what will you say? Are you gonna throw the chance away? Or listen to the music? Or listen to the music in your heart?
Said, even all the women in the world, or all the men in the world, it would not satisfy you. But if you love one man, one woman, that's it. Because love is a mystery, and it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. But for that, you have to have trust. Compassion, friendship, patience, awareness. We go on now because now I've been so taking you so deep into that and beyond and Buddhas. So I was thinking now tomorrow you're going back to your reality now. So that's why we took a little bit of what is going to come. Just be aware now, and don't take it seriously. Beloved Babaji, in the beginning of January, I started to put the energy on an awareness into looking at my sexual desire, my lust, as a continuation of the process from my last letter. I believe that in most areas of my life, I'm a loving and caring guy. It comes naturally, but when desire arises, it takes over, and I turn into a blind, selfish beast, a doggy doggy. It freezes my heart. I forget my beloved one, and I can only think of satisfaction. Yes. That is not love, because in love, you think more about the other, no? You care more about the other than you. That is love. Sacrifice. So many times I have hurt the woman I love, and myself also. As a consequence, when I arrived in Hedalen and met both Santoshi and Lavanya, a lot of pain came up. Also guilt and feeling ashamed for having hurt them through the mess I have created last summer. Yes. Thangam also wrote me, he also had created a mess. And you have to ask yourself, why do I create this mess? Is this because of this drive, unconscious, no? Only by understanding yourself and see what a slave you are, that you have to pull your energies together to be aware. to rise. It's much easier to go downhill, no? It takes effort to go up. When you first have made it up, then it's fine. But as it is now, it's much more gravity down. It comes a time at a certain place in yourself, is something called anti-gravity. That starts pulling you up. But that only happens when you're free of this pull of the lower self, of the lower desires. And you can be a king and you behave like a slave. It feels bad. It becomes a mess. You get into suffering. You're creating suffering for others. This is what unconsciousness does. It creates suffering. This desire is in the back of my mind a lot. And women grab my attention so easily. I feel like someone with an eating disorder who can't stop eating. And I can't avoid looking at an attractive woman walking by. It's like a magnet. So much energy is wasted in this impulse, and it's so empty. It brings me nothing. I'm such a stereotypical man. Yes, but that is no excuse, because you are here. This is how most men is, and it's painful. It's hurtful to realize it, your own situation. And that's why very few wants to look at themselves. They don't want to say it. It's much easier than to play spiritual. Well, I'm fine. But you have to bring it out in the light. That's the only way the person goes. No, you have to open the wound to see. And I know something happened, Asad, because we brought it up. Before your own understanding comes, I cannot give you light. When you open it, I use as much as I can to try to get like laser treatment. Because it's not nice to be a slave of this. I've been catching myself every time desire comes, asking where does it come from? Who is the one? Who is the one who desires? Who is the one whose desire is the mind? And you are a slave of the mind, of your impulses. That's why you create this. That's why you go with your desire, because you are a slave of your impulse, which is the mind, which wants more. That's why we call it the animal instinct, no? It's your animal nature. You want a new prey. And not only that, but when you get the new prey, then it's finished. Maybe you spent a long time to get that prey, that woman, that desire. But as soon as you have it, then it's no more fun then. You have to hunt for something new. This is very, very ancient. That's why we call it the animal instinct. You want to conquer, you want something. You get it, then it's no more fun. Because it's only the body. Like you say, any beautiful woman going by, you want it. Some people are like that. They can, with chocolate, they can't go by in the shop. That's why the shops, they have chocolate just with the cash register. Oh, I think it's there. You know? Like that. So if you are a slave of this instinct, start practicing there maybe. This is how you untouched, no? some of these tantric guys, when that became popular at one time in India, it wasn't like they had free sex and love and like, no, no. When they had finished the desire, if you could sit meditating and your woman was walking naked, or a beautiful woman, and you took no notice, then you can go on. No? Then you can be together. It was not an indulgence. It was love. Love is very cool, healing, soothing, relaxing, compassionate. Sex is very fire, passion, heating, tension. It cannot stay for long, but it's very exciting. But the deeper you go in yourself, you are more after that which is soothing, healing, loving, peaceful. So it depends where you're functioning in your being. When you change, everything changes. And how can there be a melting if it's tension? It's very difficult. Only when you are relaxed. And then I try to bring the energy back to my heart, and all the desire dissipates. Again, it was just an empty impulse. Yes, so then you have a key there. That's what I'm saying. If you can feel this yourself, if you come back to your heart, which is a higher center, then the lower goes by itself. It's nothing you do. It's nothing you repress. It's just that the energy functioning now on a higher level. That is, I'm totally for that. I'm not for any effort. I'm just interested that you rise in your understanding, in your consciousness. Then all your so-called problems disappear by itself because you are functioning higher. You have different interests. Your energy is going different channels. This is so automatic and so deeply rooted that it is hard to see anything. Yeah, that's why you have to practice. We have to practice to be normal. It's quite amazing. You are not normal. You have to practice to come back to yourself. You've been so far away that is normal to be totally lost. It is normal for you to be totally unconscious. To see that this is shocking. Pull yourself together. And you have to catch it when these times come, because you have done it before and you know that you just create suffering, conflict, misery. So bring it back. Slowly, I start to feel that it's more than social conditioning and instinct. I feel it is a perversion from my mind that forgot how to relate to others in a natural way. Yes, we have forgotten to be natural in so many ways. And this is different from person to person. So it's the only way to feel in yourself what is it that needs to get healed. What is it that is really unnatural in me? I don't want to be a slave of these impulses. A mind that didn't know, nor trusted, love and the heart. So if it can't relax in a natural meeting, it has to conquer like in a perverted hunting game. Yes, this is how it is. Just like a hunting game. The mystics have said that women totally dominate men of the intellect and possessors of hearts. This is normally the truth because they are closer to the heart. Women totally dominate men of the intellect and possessors of heart. Then how come the man has been running this show? Because they are stronger physical. Nothing is natural. But ignorant men dominate women, for they are shackled by an animal ferocity. Still the man has dominated the woman, because they are like animals. No, if the man wakes up and the woman wakes up, it can be very harmonious. The man have no more kindness, no more gentleness or love, since animal instincts dominates their nature. Love and kindness are human attributes. Anger and sensuality belongs to the animals. So be more loving, more kind, more real. So what you are saying, Asa, this is just what they have said for 1,000 years. They are run by an animal ferocity. They have no kindness, gentleness or love, since animality dominates their nature. But when this animal instinct, when it doesn't dominate your nature, when you become more human, more compassionate, more understanding, more real, then everything changes, because that is your potential. You can become a human being. And only from a human being, a natural human being, can you become like a god. That is the potential of a human being. Animal, human, god. Of course, many, 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 many different layers between. I always try to bring the energy back to my heart, and all the desires dissipates. Again, it was just an empty impulse. It is so automatic and is so deeply rooted that it's hard to see. But now the heart is opening more and more to your love and relaxing into it. I feel there is space to learn to relate again, to change and go back to my natural sexuality, where I can respect more myself, my partner and other women. I feel I just have to relax into my heart, into my silence, where nothing is needed. That is the only way to go deeper. And that's the only thing I'm trying here, that you go deeper. Because the deeper you go, the more real you become. And only then, when you become more real, can you see. When you are lost in the world of unconsciousness, of desires, of lust, you don't see any way out. You are a slave. And that's painful, to be a human being and be a slave of your lower instinct. Because your potential is unlimited. So if you have found a way, anybody who found a way, and the way is to come back to your heart, back to your being, then keep that always there. Because you have to retrain yourself. You have to retrain yourself just to become human. The heart should be the king. If the heart is the king, then they have no chance. But you have to stand up for it. You have to devote yourself to the truth that you don't want to be a slave anymore. That is your potential. That is your potential, that how it can be. Which is almost unthinkable, the way you've been living. But I'm showing you again and again, taste that yes, it is possible. It is possible. Baba, I know you spelled it all out in the last satsang to me, but still I felt I should come forward and put words into this. So I really take responsibility for it from now on. Eternal gratitude for all this growth and all your compassion. You will be inside of me forever, body after body. Much love, Asad. Rising in love. That is the way, the real way. You should rise in love, not fall in love. Rise in love. But that takes the real, the heart, it flies now. It's always light. If it's whatever is real is light, is playful. If it's your lower, then it's always dark and dense. It's your personal, no? You want something. Nothing will fulfill one. Only the real will fulfill. Strive for that the heart becomes king. Don't be a slave of your lower instincts. This, many people experience this. That you have to. It has. Everything will come up. It's a challenge. I'm a challenge for you to grow up, not to be real, no. And you need to do that. You need to hurt yourself. It seems like, you know, like what Buddha said, life is suffering. Life is suffering when you're functioning there. And life is bliss when you're out, when you are real. It's unthinkable. And most people live in this suffering, in this chaos, in this conflict. Even being together is just conflict, is just suffering. Why? Because they are just after the thing, the body is not the love, is not the truth, is not the compassion. Don't be a slave of that. Go for the real. Then will that gives you peace. Thangam said the same thing. And it seems like this was necessary to wake me up from my deep sleep of unconscious desires. It's like that. Because unconsciousness is can only happen when you are asleep. If you're awake, then you don't do unconscious thing. If you are conscious, you never do anything that is unconscious. Of course, you see. You never ever need to say, I'm sorry, because sorry for what? You are, yeah, you are living clean. The more unconscious, the more problems, the more chaos. So pull yourself together. Rise. is worth it. It's hard, but I tell you, it's worth it. Oh. Tangan went on the bus, no, Tangi went on the bus and ends up sitting next to a very attractive nun.
Wow!
And I tell you, a nun or these Muslim women, you know, that just have showed the little, they can be so attractive because you don't know what's underneath there, you know? Like, it's not like you see the whole package in the bikini, you know, then you know, but you just see this, then wow! How can I uncover that packet? You know what I'm talking about, Asad? Sitting next to a very attractive nun, totally mesmerized by her, he asks if she can come a little closer. Can I talk with you? Yeah, okay. And it goes on for a little journey on the bus. Then she asks, can I have sex with you also? Naturally, she totally flips out. Just says no, hits him and gets off the bus. The man, boo, what can he do? He goes over to the bus driver, thinking that the nun must go there every night, so he must know that nun, and ask, do you know this nun? Is it any way that he can think about how he can have sex with that nun? I mean, that is man to man, no? Hmm? Well, says the bus driver, I've been watching her also. She's really marvelous, that nun. But every night at 8 o'clock, I know she goes to the cemetery. She goes to the cemetery to pray for some reason. And I have a feeling that if you dress up like God, because she's very spiritual, religious, then I'm sure maybe you could convince her to have sex with you. The man decides to try it. And dresses up in the best God costume he can create. He even has some lights like a halo around, connected to a little battery. 8 o'clock sharp, he sees the nun. He's hiding behind the church. The nun is appearing. Hail Mary. And he appears before her. Oh God, she says. Take me with you. I'm here for you. The man tells the nun that first she has to have sex with him. To prove her loyalty and her dedication to the religion. The nun says, yes, yes, yes. But tells him that she prefers it from the back. That he's behind. She must have gotten that from the priest, no? Before you know it, they are getting onto it and having a nasty, grunty, wow, wow, ooh, ooh, ha, 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 ha. Well, anyway, after 2.5 minutes is finished, after it's over, the man pulls off his god disguise and says, "Ha ha, I'm the guy from the bus." "Ha ha ha," says the nun, removing her costume. "I'm the bus driver." I tell you, it will never satisfy you. Try and try and try. But please, rise a little bit higher. Oh my God. "Ha ha ha. I'm the bus driver." "All in the name of the Lord." It's no easy way, I tell you. Be true to yourself. Don't run around on the graveyard. Oh, may everyone find peace. Aum Shanti. Hariyam. Take a few big breaths. Yes.
धागा है दिल से होठों तक, जहां जीवन का रहस्य बुना है।
Take the challenge.
शब्द तोड़ते हैं धागे को।
Listen to your own heart.
परमौन में रहस्य बोलते हैं।
And it will never lead you astray. It will lead you home.
स्वप्न में मेरा प्रियतम आया।
And only then will you have a satisfied smile on
मेरे
your face.
तन में खोजता रहा प्रेम की अवस्था को।
That not even nonce or bus drivers can tempt you.
उसने निकाला अपना खंजर और वार किया मेरे दिल पर।
Depending on who you are.
मेरे प्रेम, मैं तुम्हारे संग एक होना चाहता हूँ। मैं एक पागल हूँ, बांध लो अपने बालों की लटों से मुझको। अगर अपने आप को मैं पूरा समर्पित न करूं तो करना शिकायत। संकुचित हो गए हो, पवित्र पुस्तक हाथों में ले अपने, आओ और पढ़ो किताब जो दिल में रखता हूं अपने। चलना सीखो उनके साथ जो राह जानते हैं। तुम संगीतज्ञ हो हृदय के, भरो मुझे अपने दिव्य संगीत के साथ। तुम हो शुक्र की तरह चमकदार, चांद से अधिक रोशन, उष्मित करो मुझे अपनी दृष्टि से, ताकि मेरी आंखें चमक सकें तुम्हारे प्रेम में। क्या देखते नहीं तुम, तुम्हारी आत्मा है मूसा जैसी, साधारण गडरिये मत रहो, छोड़ो झुंड को पीछे और चलो नंगे पांव। सिनाई पर्वत की पवित्र धरती पर तुम्हारी छड़ी नहीं हो सकेगी सहारा इस पथ पर, तुम सिर्फ सत्य के सहारे ही हो सकोगे। ए प्रेमियों, प्रेम तुम्हारे कदमों के नीचे खजाना बिछा देगा, संगीतकारों प्रेम तुम्हारे ढोल ताशों में सोना भर देगा। है प्यासो, प्रेम तुम्हारे सूखे रेगिस्तान को बदल देगा जन्नत से बाग में। तिरस्कृतो, प्रेम तुम्हारे लिए खोल देगा द्वार महाराजा के। रसायन विदो, प्रेम रसायन तुम्हारे कैद खाने को दिव्य मंच में बदल देगा। पापियो, प्रेम तुम्हारी अश्रद्धा को विश्वास में बदल देगा। दुनिया के राजाओं, प्रेम के हाथों में तुम मोम की तरह पिघल जाओगे, उन प्यासों के लिए जो समर्पण को तैयार हैं। प्रेम वह शराब देगा जो उनके अंधेरों को बदल देगा दिव्य दृश्य में। क्रूरता करुणा में और राख कीमती भस्म में। एक दिन तुम्हारा दिल तुम्हें ले जाएगा प्रियतम तक। एक दिन तुम्हारी रूह ले जाएगी तुम्हें प्रियतम तक। अपने दर्द में तुम खो न जाना, जानो कि एक दिन यही दर्द दवा बन जाएगा।